Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We will start tonight with the Madison Street TIF District Joint Review Board meeting. So I'll do a roll call of the members. If you could state your name and entity for the record, I would appreciate it. All right. First member, Village of River Forest. That's Matt Walsh, Village Administrator. County of Cook. River Forest Township.
Mark Hostie, Clerk.
Triton College District 504. School District 90.
Ed Conant, Superintendent.
School District 200. No, Superintendent Johnson was going to try to make it, but I don't think he's on line. He may join us. River Forest Park District.
Mike Grant, Board Commissioner.
And public member.
Susan Altier.
Thank you. Okay, the first item on the agenda this evening is approval of the minutes of last year's Joint Review Board meeting from February 26, 2025. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
There any discussion or corrections? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Right. Okay, then the bulk of the agenda is the overview of the TIF annual report and then just update on activities within the TIF district. I'll hand it over to Finance Director McAdams to go through the annual report that we submit with the state each year.
Thank you. So I won't go into specific detail, but just go overview of basically the Madison Street TIF was created in 2016, and we began receiving tax increments, I believe, in 2020. If you look on, I don't know if you have page, it's page 7 in the packet, but it's probably the third or fourth page. It's section 3.1 of the report. Is kind of an overview of where we stand this at the end. And everybody beware, this is a year in arrears because the report is from last year. So this year will be, it will, each year it's a year in arrears. So the at the end of the fiscal year 2025, the fund balance is $2,676,214. We had expenditures of $115,000. If a little further on in the report, we'll show you the exact expenditures. And incremental tax receipts received in this fiscal year were $946,690. And in total, at the end of 2025, we've received $3,520,219 in tax revenues. You continue on. This is a detailed listing of where the expenditures fall. But if you turn to section 3.2b, you'll see exactly who we paid and what the expenditures were. I'll pause here if anybody has any questions on what was expensed or questions on it.
Was income affected by the county's late disbursement of funds? Like,
no.
Do you anticipate a larger dose coming through in this calendar year?
We received the first install, so the second installment last year, we didn't receive until December, but that would not have, it would have still hit in, it would have still hit in fiscal year 2026, but we had expected it in July, say, and it hit in December. And now the second or first installment we received on April 1st, and we've received, according to the county, because I haven't received, we received no payments in May. So I'm under the assumption that all of fiscal year 2020 for tax year receipts have been distributed, and then 2025 first Do you feel that also? That we've received everything that they've collected as of right now. So I don't, it still fell within the correct fiscal year as to what we've received. Go ahead.
I had one question. So, and it's just kind of the placement of something. So last year's report, the cost of marketing sites included the LoopNet advertising fees. And this year that wasn't detailed out as far as cost of marketing sites. It's just kind of lumped in with contractual services. And I was wondering why that was handled differently this year.
What line item?
It is, well, so, I'm in section 3.2A, and I'm looking at, the three cost of marketing sites that's blank and contractual services is up in one.
Mm-hmm.
And the contractual services is like legal services and, Ryan LLC and all of that, but LoopNet is specifically advertising. So I'm wondering why that wouldn't be listed within marketing of the sites.
Probably it's enumerated in section 3.2B.
Right. I'm talking about 3.2A.
But
no, I understood. I don't think there was any real reason since under the section one that of the permissible costs, marketing the site still would fall within the implementation of the redevelopment plan, so it's still eligible. I understand that that's
I'm looking for clarity because yep. I think that from a public standpoint, you know, it's
and it probably because of the way it was sent or entered into the report, it was probably under contractual services as opposed to the marketing piece.
It was just different than last year, right, and the previous years.
I'll make a note to make sure that we clarify even detail it out a little more detail for going further.
And I know that the brokerage was hired to market the site, but has there been no payment for that?
Correct. No payment has been made at this point. It's only when the land would be conveyed or when a sale contract is approved. Okay. So there won't payment. But if that comes to pass, we'll make sure that that is considered as part of a marketing site category.
Okay. Thank you.
If I may, what type of financial instruments are used to generate interest? I'm back on Section 3.1.
As of right now, we are basically using Illinois funds, but their yield is higher than any of the yields I've used on CDs and agencies. So as of now, because we weren't sure if we were going to need how liquid we needed those funds, mm-hmm. it's earning anywhere in the last 2 years, it's earned anywhere between 4% and 5%. So we've seen pretty decent returns on investment.
And just question 2 of 2, the top line property tax increment. Is that number about $1 million a year, give or take?
Last year it was $550,000.
Well, 2023 was
previous year's report.
I think we've got some.
Well, the TIF, the 2023 tax year, we received a little over 820,000, and then 2024 is 823. So it could be when it was received also is the difference where you're looking at on the actual report. But yearly it's just shy of $1 million.
Okay, so basically just about $1 million each year, and assuming interest rates stay about where they are, about a fifth of $1 million just in interest income. So about 1.2-ish a year in income. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Any other question? So expenditures, as we move on, it's the discussion of the redevelopment area. Obviously, there's still a loan advance to the village's general fund that will need to be paid back, but we're not necessarily doing that until we have a development set and ready to. I don't know if you want to add anything on that, Matt.
Sure. So the purchase that was made to of the three parcels on the Madison Street TIF district was made out of the general fund. So the TIF fund owes our general fund the cost of the purchase that hasn't been paid back yet, even though the balance of the TIF could withstand that. The idea being if it were needed for any potential projects or obligations that we would have it available, we'll need to pay that back prior to the expiration of the TIF district. And we'll need to consider that as we get closer to when the intergovernmental agreement with the school districts comes into effect and make sure that we're making ourselves whole in terms of the operating fund for the village.
And what is the $810,000 for redevelopment that was new since last year's report?
Just based on the new development, and we aren't sure of the costs. So to prepare for future expenditures, it's just a placeholder.
Okay, so it's a placeholder.
It's a placeholder.
What we think might come out of the TIF for the redevelopment that's being discussed now.
Correct.
Okay.
No set expenditures, just a placeholder for the future development.
Okay. Thank you.
So we can move on to past section four. There's nothing in there. And then the few projects that we in section five were just those incentives that we had for the businesses that moved over onto Madison Street. And then as we move on, basically just showing at the in section eight, is the base EAV is $9,605,600, and it is in the tax year 2023 went up. It is it now at $18,649,696. And actually in 2024, when I pulled reports, it did go down a little bit based probably on appeals and what the county assesses at the final assessment. Went down to 18,106,142. So we'll see what happens with, we'll probably see a big change in the 2026 tax year. And the activities, do you want to talk about the activities? Basically,
yeah, sure.
Yeah. Page 20 of 29. There's not really, it's just the marketing of it.
So I'll briefly touch on what's included in the report, but since we're some time after that, I'll go on and discuss some of the more recent activities in the Madison District. Within the report, the primary expenditures were regarding the maintenance of the existing vacant site, including repairing the fence a few times and dealing with the drainage on the site, and then also marketing the site with LoopNet. So those were the bulk of the activities in fiscal year 2025. Since that time, the village has taken some steps toward attracting development to the village-owned property on Madison Street. So we've taken the step to hire JLL to broker and attract developers to the site. We received interest from developers. The village board considered some of those proposals and now has authorized a developer to proceed with a concept through our plan development process. We began public outreach and communication earlier this calendar year, and we've taken a few of the steps through the plan development process for that project. So far, we're currently waiting for the completed application from the applicant, at which time we'll be able to schedule a formal public hearing with the Development Review Board. The Development Review Board is the recommending body for plan developments, and then that will go to the Village Board for their consideration and action. Are there any questions about that?
Okay.
Or anything else with the Madison Street TIF district?
I had just one thing. I noticed in section two, there was a new item added that was the letter from the mayor, village president, designated the municipality's TIF administrator, must include the phone number, email address of the designated party. And that was marked no, that's not included. But I was just wondering why it wasn't, because it's not like the, you know, a lot of the things above that aren't, it's because they're not required. I was just curious why that.
Which one is that?
So section two, it was the last item on that page. Because it was a new, I know the stuff in red is things that they've added in since, you know, as TIF laws, but they, you know, a lot of them were excluded from because we entered into this before the date, but I was just, it looks like it's a requirement, and I was just wondering why it wasn't provided if it's a requirement.
I will have to check in on that, because we work with a third party who does this with me, you know, and they are the legal counsel that checked it. No. So it could be because the TIF was already created back in, you know, and the TIF administrator was designated back then. I'll have to check though. I can email her and she'll get back to me pretty quickly.
Okay.
And then I can send it out to you.
And I know during when I was appointed for my position, TIF administrator was one of the appointments that went with that. So we may have used a board action or minutes from that to kind of meet that requirement. So that has been formal action, but as Rosie said, we'll make sure that we incorporate that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no further questions, and there's nobody on Zoom, right, Luke? Okay. Thank you. All right. If there's nothing else further, our next meeting will schedule for January of 2027. And then with that, seek a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Thank you, everyone. And then we will, timing works out well for, just giving another minute here for the North Avenue District. Okay, thank you, everyone. We will call the special meeting of the North Avenue TIF District Joint Review Board to order. It is 6:30 p.m. Again, we'll do a roll call. Since this is a separate meeting, I just asked that the same roll call and mention your name would be appreciated for our records. First would be Village of River Forest, Matt Walsh, Village Administrator. County of Cook, River Forest Township.
Mark Hostey, Township Clerk.
Trenton College District 504. School District 90.
Ed Condon, Superintendent.
School District 200. River Forest Park District.
Mike Grant, Board Commissioner.
And public member.
Constantine Politis.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from last year's meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion. Second.
Is there any discussion on those minutes? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And then our primary item is our overview of our TIF report and activities. I'll hand that back over to Director McAdams for the final JRB meeting.
For my final, I'm not far behind you, but not quite as close.
Congratulations. Will.
Thank you. Yeah. Section 3.1. We'll skip up to 3.1 because this is where the meat of the report is. We've received $981,966 in incremental tax revenues. And our expenditures for the year were $51,698. So as a fund balance at the end of this reporting period, again, it's the end of fiscal year 2025, $1,680,488. If you skip or if you jump to section 3.2A is the specifics of the categories of the expenditures, what they, and if you move down to section 3.2B, there's an itemized listing of what the actual expenses were. Any questions on any of these expenditures at this point? None. I'll continue to move on. As the future costs of the fund balance, we have future development and capital improvements. I know Matt will touch on it a little later, but the North Avenue streetscape involving several communities is a multi-million dollar project. So this, again, is just a placeholder to prepare for what it may cost this taxing group for the project. And as I move on to, we have no redevelopment project areas listed yet. And some of the expenditures that have been taken are for the North Avenue streetscape project and the North Avenue streetlights. Those are the two big projects that have so far been undertaken. If we jump to page section 8, you'll see our base EAV was $23,255,823. And now tax year 2023, it's at $31,118,494. A very slight change from 2023 to 2024, not as significant as the one for the Madison Street TIF. Same difference, probably. Appeals or final county decisions. And the activities, as We, as I mentioned, the
So as Rosie mentioned, the primary focus of this TIF district has been the design and engineering for the streetscape project in partnership with Elmwood Park. That's been going on for a few years, partially slow due to some of the funding challenges that we've faced. There was a state grant appropriated for the North Avenue project. However, it hasn't been awarded or released to the municipalities. Elmwood Park and River Forest have an intergovernmental agreement to do the engineering and split the cost for that project. But the grant also includes Oak Park, the City of Chicago, Melrose Park, and River Grove. And those municipalities have not taken the steps that we have for the phase one engineering. So we're looking at seeking different grant funding through the state for that project. We had applied for it last year. We met with IDOT representation a few weeks ago to review our grant application. It only lost by a few points. So we're planning to resubmit for that grant later this year to hopefully bring this project to reality. We held a open house a few weeks ago at St. Vincent's in partnership with Elmwood Park for residents and business owners to review the phase one engineering design for that project. The plans are available on our village website, and we may be scheduling another one later this year before going into more detailed engineering with phase two engineering before construction. So that's been the main focus, the main expenditures from the North Avenue TIF district. There are no other major projects at this time. The other thing I should highlight is that we've began a small business facade improvement program last year, and a few businesses along North Avenue have participated. That those are minor expenditures, but we've at least had some folks take advantage of it, which is good to see. Are there any questions on that?
Sorry, how much is the grant that you guys had expected?
Oh, so for North Avenue, the total amount that the state appropriated was $20 million.
How much was the Elmwood Park portion?
We would think about half of that would be.
Okay.
We were a little greedy trying to claim a lot of it since we were more ready to go, trying to get a lot of the amount. I'm not sure where that number originally came from with the other municipalities. We had a concept of what we wanted to do. The other towns didn't. So where that grant amount came from, I'm not exactly sure. But the other grant that we're looking for the state would cover 80% of the cost. And then Elmwood Park and we would split the other 20%.
Wow.
And depending on what's available, we may scale down the cost of that too. And some of the IDOT came through with their own resurfacing project last year that took care of some of the minor items that we won't need to repeat as part of this project.
Matt, you said that you're going to reapply for that grant again. Did you get any feedback? Because we could get feedback on grants that we missed on, so we could change things on our next proposal or clarify things. Was there any feedback?
There was. It was great. They had one of their grant administrators came up from Springfield for a day up in their Schaumburg office, and the engineers from Christopher Burke, along with me and our public works director, went to Schaumburg to meet with the grant administrator and went through the application. They had some recommendations on things to include in the application to make it more competitive. A couple things about a lot of times for grants, we'll just rely on other public entities for letters of support, and they recommended getting letters of support from residents and business owners too. So that's kind of a low hanging fruit that we'll plan to address. And then a couple other things. So it was very helpful. I'll give credit to IDOT for help giving us the time to do that. So it should be competitive, because like I said, we were only a few points off from receiving that. And that's the same, this isn't TIF related, but it's the same grant program that we're seeking for the improvements along the Washington Corridor project. And we did the same type of review with our grant application there.
Thank you.
No, the packet also has audited financials from our auditing firm each year that we do that's required also. If anybody wants, that's so riveting. Interesting.
Okay. Are there any other questions about North Avenue? Okay. Hearing none, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.